The topic is a very vast one. It's a work in progress, so I want to know in the beginning that I've thought about it a little bit, but there's a lot more that can be thought about, and so none of the conclusions should be viewed as the definitive. It's just what I've been thinking about so far, and you know, it can go in a lot of different directions. The topic is Tefillah al Hanes, davening or praying for a miracle. We see this has some connections to Parshas Vayetze, and also to Bar Mitzvah a little bit, and the Chanukah, so it's Levitic. By way of introduction, the first thing we should realize in framing this issue, I say praying for a miracle, it's important first to state the obvious. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything, can make any kind of miracle, should be axiomatic. We understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. Kol Yachol. We're not talking about the possibility, entertaining the possibility that anything can happen, and miracles can happen. The issue is davening for a miracle. Just to bring that point home, the Ramban in Parshas Vayera, in explaining the little incident described there about Sarah, that where she heard the malach, maybe she didn't know he was a malach, and he mentioned that she's going to have a child, and Vatitzchak Sarah Bekirba, and it says later that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdid, and he said, why? And she denied it, she was afraid. And the Ramban explains there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heshim Osa Le'Avram, Lama Haya Hadavar Nimna Be'ineha. Why did she think that was impossible? She should have believed, Osha Tomar Amen Ken Yasa Hashem. So if somebody will offer a bracha, and you don't think that they're anyone special, but they offer bracha on something that seems impossible, the response should be Amen. So clearly anything is possible, because bracha could do anything. That's point number one. Point number two, there's a tremendous koach ha-tefillah. There's no question that tefillah can change nature. Mentioned by Rabbeinu Bachaye in Parshas Ekev on the Pasuk Avdo B'chol Levavchem. It's also elaborated on in his Sefer Kat HaKemach in the entry of Bitochon. Says Rabbeinu Bachaye, Tzorach HaTaladas, Ki koach ha-tefillah gadol afilu l'shanos ha-teva u'leinatza mitzakano levatel ha-nigzar. And he starts by saying l'shanos ha-teva. And the point is, tefillah can change nature. Interesting is the example he brings from Yitzchak, who davens for Rivka. So we'll see if we have time to discuss specifically about the notion of praying in a situation where someone is barren. But the point is, tefillah can change nature. What we're trying to discuss is the notion of davening, and davening is a formal idea to be mevakesh rachamim, and there are parameters about what one is mevakesh rachamim for and how one is mevakesh rachamim. So, is it appropriate? And let's understand what the parameters are in terms of davening for what we could call a miracle. And this too, we'll have to define the terms more carefully, what is considered a nes, what's considered somehow connected to teva. So let's start from a Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah at the very end of Brachas, the last parak, describes a concept called tefillas shav, which means a tefillah which is in vain. Says the Mishnah, what does it mean tefillas shav? Hatzoek lisha avar. Somebody is crying for something that's already in the past. Harezu tefillas shav. And the example given, Mishnah gives two examples. First example, Ketzat, Haisa ishto me'uberes. Person's wife is pregnant. The Omar yihi ratzon to teged ishti zachar. So he offers a tefillah that she should give birth to a male. That's his preference. Harezu tefillas shav. That's considered a tefillah for nothing. Second example, Haya ba vaderech v'shama kotzvacha be'ir. So he's on the road and he hears some commotion in the city, And so apparently he was screaming and shrieking and something bad happened. Va'amar, yihi ratzon shelo yiyu elu b'nei beisi. The people crying should not be people in my home. It's already done, whoever it is, it is. Harezu tfilas shav. Explains the Bar Tanura, demayda havahavi. What was. There's nothing to be davening about. Whatever was. That's what it says in the Mishnah. There's a sugya in the Gemara on this Mishnah that asks the following question. Again, the concept of tfilas shav at first glance is to do with the fact that you're davening for what was in the past. We'll see if we have time in Bar Mitzvah another example of tfilas shav as well. So the Gemara asks on this Mishnah, the Gemara is in Brachas Daf Samach. Asks the Gemara, Harezu tfilas shav v'lo mahani rachami. Rachamim doesn't help in a situation like this. Masav Rav Yosef. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, V'achar yolda bas, V'atikra es shema dina. This is the birth of Dina. V'achar yolda bas. Notice the language of the Pasuk. It doesn't say V'tahar, V'teled. It's unusual. By the other ones, V'tahar, V'teled. So it just mentioned the birth of Zebulun. And then Va'acha Yolda Bas, and after that, Leah gave birth to a daughter, and she named her Dina. So the word Va'achar is strange, the fact that it omits a reference to the conception is strange. And then right after this comes the next pasuk, Va'yisko Kimes Rachel, Va'yishmael El Kim, Va'yiftach Es Rachma, and she gave birth to Yosef. Says the Gemara, what's the pshat here? My Va'achar. Something happened, and then as a result of that, Yolda Bas. It emerged that she gave birth to a daughter. Amarav, La'acha shedona Leah din ba'atzma. Leah performed some kind of a calculation, and this was what she thought and said, Va'amra, Yud beis shvatim asidim watzis miYaakov. We all know the destiny of Yaakov was to have 12 tribes, 12 shvatim, 12 sons. Shisha yatsu mimeni. I have already had 6. Zebulun was born. That was her 6th. But arba min hashvachos. We've already had 4 from Bilhah and Zilpah. Harei asara. So we only have 2 slots left. So Yud beis shvatim. Rachel at this point had had no children. Im ze zachar. This is the cheshbon that Leah makes. Then Rachel will be less than everybody else. Miyad nepcha lebas. So the fetus, or we'll see what to call it exactly, was transformed into a daughter, to nekeva, female. Shenema batikras shema dina. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, how come we say that it's tefilas shav and rachamim can't work? You see here that you have a tefila even for a situation of the equivalent of yehi ratzon shetelet ishti, in this case nekeva. But how come the Mishnah says that to offer tefila shetelet ishti zachar is tefilas shav? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gives 2 answers to this. We have to understand well the Gemara. The first answer is the words Ein maskirin masanisim. You can't mention here miracles like this. Ein maskirin masanisim, which means that's considered a nes, and therefore tefilas shav it's still considered tefilas shav. So what does it mean exactly? Ein maskirin masanisim. What does more mean to say? Which means it's still considered a problem of tefilas shav. I Leah, so the Gemara doesn't address it. I Leah is somehow different. Emaskirin ma'isenisim. Don't ask me a kasha from this particular type of transformation of a fetus to change gender. Second answer is the Iba Yisema ma'ise deLeah betoch arboim yom havi. This is happening within 40 days of conception. And within those 40 days, it's still undetermined, as understood by the Gemara, so it's shayach to go either way, and so on. The Gemara goes on a little bit more about this, but we have two tivutzim in the Gemara to resolve the situation from the story over there with Leah and Dinah. So what do we make of this Gemara? First of all, so we have two answers in the Gemara, right? Whether it's Maisa Nisim, and that's why don't bother me with this question, it's Tfilas Shav, because it's Maisa Nisim. And the other answer is it was listed within Mem Yom. So what's the Machokas in the Gemara? Secondly, does the Gemara mean to suggest, therefore, that because it's Maisa Nisim, it's Aser? The Gemara is saying it's called Tfilas Shav. So what are we left with? Meaning it's us. And if so, then what was Leah doing? And why is she different? Now, it is interesting to note that apparently there's a Medrash Tanchuma that seems to disagree with what the Gemara says. It's quoted by the Mizrahi on Rashi. Rashi, of course, in Chumash quotes this Chazal Peshu Rabu Seinu, Shadana Leah Din Ba'atzma, and so on. So the Mizrahi quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma here in Parshas Vayetze, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Haisa Ishtam Uberes Maushi Ispalel. It's a question. Maushi Ispalel Yehi Rasa Ishtevdi Shizachar Kach Shanu Rabbeinu Haisa Ishtam Uberes Vama Yorasa Ishtevdi Shizachar Haizu Tfilas Shav. Continues the Medrash. Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Yossi Omer Afal Pisha Shaninu Haisa Ishtam Uberes Vama Yehi Rasa Ishtevdi Shizachar Haizu Tfilas Shav Eino Kein. He argues maybe he found another source that disagrees with the Mishnah. Afilu ad shah sheteshe v'ala mashber yispal shetelet zachar. Lufi she'en kasha efnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasas asana kebos zucharim v'asana zucharim nekebos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's easy enough to do a switcheroo. Whatever it is. Change the gender, even at the time of Leah itself. V'chein push de Yirmiyahu. V'chein atamotse Vileya, and so on. So according to this shita quoted in the Medrash Tanchuma, there doesn't seem to be a problem whatsoever. Not a tefillas shav, not an iser, nothing. But clearly we don't go with this medrash. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch you'll find quoted in Simen Reish Lamed, based on this Gemara, in Brachas Daf Samach, says the Mechaber, Hamispalel al masha avar on the past kigon shenichnas liir v'shama kol tzvacha beir v'amah hiratzon shelo yehi kozed b'toch beisi. One case. Oh, shahaisa ishtamul beres achar arboim yom, taking into account the second teretz of the Gemara, achar arboim yom liibura v'amah yehi ratzon shetish dizachar rezut tefilas shav. So codifying the Shulchan Aruch is the idea that to be mispal achar boim yom, that it should be one gender or the other, in this case should be zachar, is a tefilas shav. If you look in the Gra, in the Shnos Eliyahu, on that Mishnah, says the Gra, harezu tefilas shav perush af al hadavar sheyachol lios. It could be ela shelo al piteva rak al derech neis. So the Gemara makes clear, based on the Gemara, that Tfilas Shav includes, even if it could be, so you can say it's not Shav, it could be, but the answer is, if it's not, that it could be Al Pi Teva, it's a Tfilas Shav. Now, from reading the Lashon of the Gemara, and the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, so, okay, it's Tfilas Shav. No, it's Keferlach, Tfilas Shav. No, but it seems, according to many, that it's a problem. Now, if something is a tefillas shav, then one should not be mispal, a tefillas shav. So to the extent that something which is shelo kederach hateva, it could be, but al pi neis, not al pi teva, then it's a problem. So who takes on like this? So a couple of mefarshim that I saw, I'll share with you. There's a sefer by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on Shas, called, he has different names, the different mesechtes, on Brachos, the sefer Chepetz Hashem. And he's medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara. Remember the Lashon HaGemara was, in answering the question from the case of Dina, the Gemara says, Ein maskirin masa nisin. The Lashon is, Ein maskirin masa nisin. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is medayik from the Lashon HaGemara. Instead of saying Masa Nisim Havi, it was Maisa Nisim. Maisa Nisim Shiny. No. Ein Maskir Maisa Nisim. You see from the language of the Gemara, says the Orach Chaim, the Ein Lo HaAdam Lisho Me'is Hashem Davar Hateva Lehapichu Seda HaOlam. You're not supposed to daven for something which is against the teva of the world. This is how the Aruch Chaim learns up the Lashon HaGemara. So we see it's not just a matter of classifying this as Tefillat Shav, it's actually something one should not do. That's one marker. Other achronim that also take this on, L'mashal, if you look in the Reb Kiva Eiger, on the Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Lamed that we just mentioned, Rabbi Kivega quotes from Sefer Chassidim, and this is actually a couple of places. Kivega's been saying one or two of them. It says in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph Hamispal Mashaavar V'chuli Zogt Rabbi Kivega B'Shem Sefer Chassidim Al Yispalel Adam Levakesh Dover She'eno Kefi HaTeva. Says the Sefer Chassidim, Al Yispalel. Something that's not kifi ateva, v'af shayicholus biyad hakadosh baruch hu to do it. And he gives examples. He peel isha ches chadashim. At that time, it was thought that a fetus cannot survive if it was born at ches chadashim. Ein mispalim sheyichya v'asur espalel. Now, lashon asur sheyaso kadosh baruch hu neis b'shinui olam. And he gives an example of that. So, kivega kol sefer chassidim. Right now, we're talking about. That one should not. The Orach Chaim, as we said, is medayik from the Lashon HaGemara. There's a sefer on the Sechta Shabbos from the Mechaber of the Sefer Tzvuas Shor, so we call it Bechor Shor. We'll see soon the connection that he makes, what it's connected to. He also takes on, based on this Gemara, that one ought not daven for an ace. It's not to be hateva. Rav Moshe Feinstein sets out in the tshuva, famous tshuva about insurance, about whether it's appropriate for somebody to buy life insurance. Rav Moshe mentions this Gemara. I'm not sure which Chelk or Chaim offhand. Maybe it's Chelk Beis. Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. If it's considered Chisaron B'Tochen to buy insurance, and in the beginning of that Shuva, he says, it's Aso Ismoch Al Anes, even if you could say you're worthy of it. And he says, "Daha aser af lispalel sheyaso Hashem is barach neis kim furish bebrachas dav samach." Takes that gemara to mean it's aser lispalel that Hashem will do a miracle. He brings the gemara, it's kasha from Leah. Now, based on all of these achronim that take the gemara to mean that ein maskir mas nisim, it's aser. So the obvious question is: so what makes it mutter for Leah? So how come she could do such a thing? So they also, by the way, I left that one other achron, which is also kedai to mention. That's the Shagas Aryeh in a sefer Masechtas Hainis, which is called Vura Sari, and Daf Yutes in Tainis, says the Shagas Aryeh again, from based on our Gemara. Ein ra'oi lehasviya lispal adavish eno kederach ha'olam el al pines. He connects it to something over there in the Gemara Tainis. But he quotes our Gemara, and he says that's why it's called Tefillat Shav. But now the question is, what makes it permitted for Leah? Says the Shagas Aryeh there, Mil ba'adam gadol v'chasid shafridam, k'da'ashkechan gabi Leah. So somehow, for an adam gadol and a chasid, it's different standard. Abu Bava on the same on this kain banu avat chasid na'art, v'yashab adam ayin v'asham yirachim. We don't have such a person in our day and age. So adam gadol v'chasid, that's different. What could be the idea? The Sefer Alfasi Zuta from Ramami Panu on Brachis says also that a person shouldn't daven Shetelish Di Zachar after 40 days from conception. I, Leah, did so, and she was in Iskabot Filasa, assuming it was after 40 days. Hanach Lehem Le'ovo Sulimos Shelohayu Sidri Bereshis Omdin Bifneim. To know what he means. For the Abbas and Imam, Sidri Bereshis didn't stand in their way. Rav Moshe, in that same tshuva I mentioned before, explains, you see, the Gemara was concerned about Leah, even though she was from the Imos. Still, the question was, how could she daven? And she was ru'uya to have a nes, and they were used to having nisim. So he says, even though the Gemara answers emas kirin maisa nisim, which is mashma, that's the teretz for Leah too, because ein dugmasa b'chol hadoros, Leah stands apart from everybody else. And he adds something here, Moshe, the gam ulay hu mitzad hadin shedana. Because of the fact that she came with this din, that Rachel can't have less than everybody else, so that's what allowed her to do it. To extenuating circumstances. Leah is a unique individual, extraordinary individual, answers her Moshe, this is a special din that she made with her Kodesh Baruch Hu, that it has to be, that it can't be a zachar. And even with that, says her Moshe, the second teretz holds that it's only because it was within 40 days. And therefore, certainly, usher that a person to be mispal, that Shem Mushami Parnasa, without doing any ishtadlus, and that's how he gets into the question of buying insurance. You can't say, I'm going to do zero, but I'm davening for the miracle that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give me parnasa. No, that's considered tfilas shav, in the sense that you can't just daven for a nes. There is a comment of the Taz in Divrei David ala Torah on this Rashi, which seems to say different than everything I've just mentioned. And he suggests that Dafka, there's no Isser. You can take a look and see what he says, but certainly the sense that you get from these various achronim that we just mentioned is that there is a fundamental problem to be mevakesh rachamim for something which is considered a nes, Leah's situation being different. Let's consider for a minute some of the possible reasons why there's a problem to daven for a nes. So I thought of a couple of svaras. One possibility, and these obviously there's similarities, there's an overlap, but I think you can isolate distinct ideas here. One is, in light of a Gemara in Shabbos Nun Gimel Amud Beis, interesting Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Maisa Be'echad Shemesa Ishto, person, Achmanu Litzlan, his wife passes away, V'hinicha Bein Linak, there was a child that still needed to be nursed, V'hayu L'schar Me'nika Liten, he didn't have any money to pay for some woman to nurse. V'nasa Lo Neis, suddenly he began to have hormones like a woman, and suddenly he had milk, and that's the story. So Rabbi Yosef comments about this story that was quoted in the Braisa here. Wow, what an extraordinary person this must be, that Hashem made a miracle like this that he could nurse. And on this, Abai responds, no, this is not the way to look at it. Adarab. So what's Abaye's sentiment? That the fact that Sidri Bereshis had to change is not a positive thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu created nature because that's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to function, the Derech HaTeva. And therefore, to the extent that there's a shinui in the Teva, the Bria, it's not a good thing. And therefore, we can understand why to daven for a nes is not a positive thing, because we want it, because Baruch Hu wants the world to be kimin hago noeg al pi derech hateva. So you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something which is not in sync with the basic Russian of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the teva should reign and not nes. And you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiilu to matriach himself kibiyachal to change the teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the teva to be, and that's maybe why the Russian of the Medrash Tanchuma, which argued in the Gemara, was emphasizing, no, it's not kasher of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's easy. But meanwhile, the idea being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be al pi teva. One idea. Another possibility, and this is, again, similar, there's a notion called Lo Sinasu Es Hashem. A person should not test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does that mean? So in the Gemara, in Tainus Daf Tes, it sounds like it means you're doing a mitzvah to see if Hashem will give you reward for it. But from the Yerushalmi, that's Yerushalmi in the first parak in Yuma, that seems to associate this idea with being Somech al Hanes. The Yerushalmi is talking about the Mishnah that says that they used to withhold certain foods from the Kohen Gadol the night of Yom Kippur, because they were afraid that if he ate certain foods, he might become Tamei, because they would cause him to become Tamei. And that's a problem. Obviously, he can't serve as a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. But Yerushalmi asked, but this Mishnah Pirkei Avos that there were 10 miracles that occurred in Beis HaMikdash. One of them was that the Kohen Gadol never became Tamim. So the Yerushalmi answers, the first answer is that Al Shem Lo Sinasu is Hashem. That it's true that there's a miracle, but you can't be knowing with the sense that Kosh Baruch Hu is going to do a miracle. It's like testing God. So according to Yerushalmi, the idea of being Samach Al Anes is like testing Hashem. So I think you can just take that idea over to what we just said. When you want to press HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, to do a miracle, it's almost like you're testing Hashem. But let's sort of just broaden it a little bit. There is a Gemara also in Shabbos, it's also a Tainus, that a person should not be in put himself in danger, the Makom Sakana. It's in Shabbos Lamed Beis. Why should a person put himself in danger? Says the Gemara, La'olam al yamar admat from makom sakana lo mash osen lo neis. I can put myself in danger. I'm not worried. Hashem will save me. Why? Hashem ain osen lo neis. First of all, maybe miracle won't happen. V'im osen lo neis, and even if they'll make a miracle for you, menakin lo mischu yosef. Well, it comes with a price. The price tag is that whatever merits you've accrued are going to diminish because they get used up, because nothing comes for free. A person is zocheh to a miracle, it can come at the expense of certain zchuyos as he has, and he'll have less bringing with him to Olam Haba because it was used up. So there's a so according to the Gemara, the problem of putting yourself in danger is not about lo sinasu, but the idea of nikui zchuyos. So again, we can use this Gemara and the idea behind it to also explain why a person shouldn't daven for a miracle, because that means that you're setting it up for a situation that you're going to lose your merits. Okay, these are all different svaras. Some, again, this may or may not be connected to Lo Sinasu Hashem. Some Rishonim, Radak and Shmuel, Chavos HaLevavos, Shavi Tochon actually mentioned that putting yourself in danger, relying on a miracle, is also Lo Sinasu. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says because of deducting your merits. Okay. Then perhaps there's one other reason, and this is what I think I got a little bit from Moshe's language and maybe from the other Achronim. So a person to daven for a miracle would suggest that, I'm worthy of a miracle. And that's a chutzpah. Who are you to expect a miracle? If you're daven for a miracle, it's if you're saying that I'm worthy of Hashem making a miracle, changing the Bria for me. So these are a couple of different svaras. Now I'm putting these svaras out here because it helps us to understand. When we see some of the possible exceptions to the rule, it would perhaps depend on what the reason is, and then we could see why there may be room to distinguish based on whatever other variables. Now, in terms of what we said, that Leia is different, or Bali Maila are different, like we sort of saw in the Shagas Aryeh, Adam Gadol V'Chassid Shabidami, there's another language that's used by some of the Achronim. The Bechor Shor says that they bring Avchina Mendoza, the other certain great Tanoim that we find, that for them they did a lot of things that were beyond normal Teva. And he says, Shaini hu the Rav Guvrei, he's got a lot of broad shoulders, he's very powerful. Alderach v'tigzer omer v'yakam lach. It's a pasuk, I believe, in Eov. But the concept is what we call tzaddik goes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. There is a certain notion that tzaddikim have a say on what goes on in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does their bidding. And we find in Rishonim already, I found this in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem Vav, and the Tshuva Sarajba, Chel Galof Tav Yud Gimel. They both point out that the notion of Ein Somchen Al HaNes does not apply to certain extraordinary individuals, and such as Rachanina Ben Dosa and the like. They can put themselves in a situation of miracle and rely on a miracle. And the idea is explained by the Chinuch there in that mitzvah. It says, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Teva into their hands, and they are the masters on the Teva. a very unique concept, very interesting concept. And again, it's a little beyond us, but somehow we have the notion that tzaddikim, certain tzaddikim, the Shagas Ari thinks we don't have them today, but the concept, at least in theory, is there's certain tzaddikim that are above nature, and for them, that these rules don't apply. You could see it in different ways. To the extent that it means Hashem is changing nature, you could say, well, a tzaddik Hashem put into the Bria that a tzaddik can change nature. So it's built into the Bria that a tzaddik can override nature. Maybe it's because for a tzaddik, it's all the same. Teva, Nes, it's all the same. They don't see that Hashem is changing anything. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in everything. Like it says by Chaim Ben Dosa, Misha'am Hashem biyadik, Yom HaChomers biyadik. It's all the same. It's interesting that Sarah came to Avram with a taina in Parshas Lech Lecha, Chamasi Alecha. What was she upset about? Rashi quotes from Chazal that she said to Avram, you daven for yourself. You said, Hein li lo nasata zara. What about me? Why don't you daven for me? So the question one wonders, why didn't Avram daven for Sarah? He only davened for himself, why didn't daven for her? So I once heard a very interesting svara, Rav Breslau, Rav Shkel in Passaic, recently mentioned this idea. The Gemara says in Yevamah Samach Dalet that Sarah didn't even have what the basics, what it would take to have a child. It says Ein la velud. She did not even have a base velud. Probably means she didn't have a uterus. She didn't have what it would take to carry a baby. So could be Avram would not daven for Sarah because you don't daven for an ace. It was not Shayach and Teva. It's true that the Gemara says that Avram also was a tumtum, he was an akar, but it could be that there's a difference between being what's called a tumtum, and Tosus is mashmadir and yivamis, that it's possible, it's just not so likely, not shkiach, but for Sarah it was beyond what anyone could imagine in any way. So therefore, Avram didn't daven for Sarah. Sarah's taina maybe was, no, you're in a madrega, that for you it's all the same, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything, and therefore you're not bound by that rule, and you should daven for me as well. In that same Siman Reish Lamed in Shulchan Aruch, there's another example given of Tfilas Shav, and that is based on a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Bav Metzia Mem Beis. It says a person is going to measure his goren. So he says a special Yihiratzon. He says a bracha of Tfilah. Yihiratzon Hashem Kenu Shetishach Bracha Masi Adenu. That's before he starts. Hischil Lamud. Once he begins to start actually counting what he has, so he's starting. He can say, Bracha Shulech, Bracha B'Kriyazeh. Mada Vakach Beirach. Once he's already done his numbers crunching and he has already whatever figure he has, then Harisa Tfilas Shav. Same exact lashon as we found in the Mishnah Brachas. Lefish, Eina Bracha Mitzuya, Lo B'Dava HaShakul, Lo B'Dava HaMadud, Lo B'Dava HaManoi, El B'Dava Samina Ayin. If it's not yet discovered, the bracha is shora. Once it's discovered, it's two eps tfilas shav. And this is cited again in that same simon in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed, the very next sif. Exactly what we have in this Gemara B'Mitzvah. And the question one can raise is, why is this different in the case of Dina? In the case of Dina, okay, today we have ultrasound, so maybe you could say it's not the same summon in the eye, I don't know. But to the extent that you don't know what's going on beneath the surface, why is the case of a fetus, so it's after 40 days? It's summer manai, and yet you see that, you say, no, whatever it is. You can't be mispiled that Hashem should change the mitzias. It's a nes, not teva. So how come over here you can daven? As long as you didn't count, you can still daven. It's a hara that one should consider. Maybe there's something different about that case in terms of the bracha of tevuah. Don't know exactly what to say, but something to consider. What exactly makes that different? The Rishonim say that there's a special bracha associated with Meiser. Maybe that's what makes it different in that particular case. So I want to turn to something else which is quite interesting, and this is connected to Chanukah. The Ramah paskins, and this is cited both in Hilchos Brachos and in Hilchos Chanukah. In Hilchos Brachos, it's in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, in Hilchos Brachos Hamazon, and in Hilchos Chanukah, you'll find this as well, in Tav Resh Pei Beis. What happens if a person forgets to say Al HaNisim in benching on Chanukah? I guess Purim, same thing. In Mohishkir, if you forgive me to mention Alanisim, says the Ramah, Yuchalu Amro B'toch Shah Harachaman. So you say Alanisim in Harachaman. How do you do it? What's the segue into the words Alanisim? You say V'yoma Harachaman Hu Yaseranu Nisim Kimosh Asa B'yom Mahim, and then Alanisim, and then Bimim Batisya Ben Yochanan. So the tefillah that you say in Harachaman is Harachaman Hu Yaseranu Nisim. They bring down here that if you forget in Shemona Esri, you could say the same thing in the Kain Itzor. So how could you say Harachman Yasagon Nisim? This is a question that's asked by the Sefer B'chor Shor that we mentioned earlier, Masechta Shabbos, quoted here by the Shari Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Zayin on the Ramah itself. How could you ask Harachman Yasagon Nisim? I mean, it's a Tshuva Shab. You're asking for miracles. You're not supposed to misspell for a miracle. So there's a couple of interesting answers that I saw on this question. The B'chor Shor has two answers. First answer, it says Efshe Lechalek, Devada Yochid Lo Yispal Al Anes. An individual can't daven for a personal miracle, because who says he's worthy? But if you mispal Shele Rabim Yasa Nisim, Kinusach HaRachman HaYasa Lanu Nisim, Shaper Dan. So the difference is, you're davening for the Tzibur. And Lechor, this works well with the idea that if the problem lies in the fact that who are you, you're not worthy, so the tefillah for the rabbin, Zchus HaRabim, Klal Yisrael, that's different. That's one answer. And based on that, he says that there's a nusach which I'm not familiar with because I'm a Kohen, but those who are in the audience, when you have Birchas Kohanim, there's a nusach of Yehi Ratzon that said the third time around, the first two, there's a Bonus Shel Olam, which is based on the Gemara, the third time it's a Yehi Ratzon of the Arizal, and apparently there's a nusach there about doing miracles. He says, don't say v'taselina flaos, rak v'taselanu. In that particular tefillah, I don't know what it is, but you have to check the siddur. Second answer given is that you can mechal between nisim shel teva ha'olam and nisim that are not shaykh to the teva ha'olam. Namely, the miracle of Chanukah, of Rabin B'yad Ma'atim, true, it's a miracle, but the mechamos of the Chashmonaim was a nes b'derach ha'teva. However, to switch an embryo, a fetus, from one gender to the other, that is a nes shelo kederach hateva, and that's why it's tefillas shav. That's the second answer given by the B'chor Shor. There is another answer that I saw from the Yeshuas Yaakov in his Perush and Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Tav Reish Pei Beis with that Ramayas, and he says a very interesting svar. He says that the problem of being mispal al anes is in light of one of the svaras we said earlier, that it's going to cause you to have less chusim. It's going to detract your cheshbon of merits. Says that the Yeshuas Yaakov, this is true if it's a miracle that's done just for you and nobody knows about it. So Hashem did a miracle just for you, and you're going to lose your cheshbon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your chusim. But suppose it's a miracle that's done that creates quite a kiddush Hashem in the world, and everyone hears about it. So even though on one hand you pay a price in the form of losing merits because of the miracle itself, but you gain a net gain in that what comes out because of this miracle, tremendous kiddush Hashem. And therefore, if through you was a tremendous kiddush Hashem for everyone to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to do such an amazing miracle, then to the contrary, you've actually contributed. You have tremendous merit in the fact that through you there was a Kiddush Hashem in the world. So therefore, and he's Miyash, have a lot of interesting things based on it. We don't have time to go into it. A lot of different makoros, and that's his basic idea to explain why you could say Harach Miyashav on Anisim. The Sefer Mardim was Manim, Moshe Sternbach, Chel Beis Kuf Mem Cheses. The difference is, by the case of Harach Miyashav on Anisim, you're asking in general for Nisim. You're not asking for a specific miracle. He's doing miracles for us. You're not asking for a particular miracle. The Bnei Yisachar says, when it was Mamarim on Shabbos, Eis Ratzon is different. And, he explains it his way. Eis Ratzon, you can ask for even miracles. I wanted to say something a little bit like this, maybe in a little different vein, that the pshat is that if there's a sinor, as it were, opened, because Baruch Hu performed a miracle, and now you want to access a miracle through that avenue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already put in the world, that's different than for Hashem to open a new fountain, make a new kriyas yamsuf. What do I mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu Etzei in Chanukah. Hashem already gave a koach of Neis in Chanukah. What we're asking for is to tag into that, to tap into that. In other words, Kimosha Sisra Vaseinu. It's a time of Nisin. So we're not trying to open up a new channel. We're trying to access the flow of the Shefa that already exists in the Neis that exists in Chanukah. So therefore, it could be different in the sense that you're not trying to open up a new channel, which is like a new level that you want Kadosh Baruch Hu to open in Matriach Kaviyachu just for you. Just to end, it's interesting that within Al HaNisim itself, there was a whole Nusach that we don't know about so much today because we passed in that we don't say it. Many Rishonim had a Nusach at the end of the actual Al HaNisim where it actually specifically talks about, just like you did Nisim for them, so shall you do Nisim for us. And it's quoted by the Torah Tefesh Pei Beis, the Yesh, that Yesh Sha'omrim, Kishem Sha'asisa, the Nusach is, just like you did Nisim by Yom Zman Azeh, Kena Se'imanu. The reason why some Rishonim were opposed seems to be because in Hodah you don't mix Bakasha, which you can talk about in a separate discussion, whether or not that's a good tain or not, maybe yes, maybe not, but they think, no, you don't mix Bakasha with Hodah, or because you're not Shoel Tzrachim in the three end brachas, or the three first brachas of Shmona Esrei. What's striking to me is that nobody asked the Kasha, hey, but how can you ask for a miracle? We don't ask for miracles. Could be that all the answers that we gave for the Ramah, whatever answers they are, one of those answers or more were taken as a davar pashut by the Rishonim, that the problem doesn't lie in asking for a nes, if you ask shav, the answer is a technical, the question would only be a technical question of the positioning of it when you're doing it in the context of a hodah. Okay, Yosef Masha Karasi Ufnechem, Kasuv Kan, in other words, you know, Ot Chazon Lamoed, but hopefully some food for thought to consider the inyan and some of its ramifications. Okay, this should be Zoche, especially in times like this of Eretz Yisrael. It's Nisim of Kal Yisrael, but it's the Derech HaTev, not just like Chanukah, which should be Zoche, and we spell for Shus and Achamos and Atzlacha and Bracha and Eretz Yisrael. Even if it's a nes that we can dive in for, and with Hashem, which should be Zoche to such Nisim also.